Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
You know, it was about a year and a half ago that we met the brand new president of Pizza Inn, Bob Bufundo. He's an industry veteran. He knows his stuff. And evidently Rave Restaurants, which owns Pizza Inn and Pie 5, said, you know, this is not a dead concept yet. Now we saw the earnings come out earlier in the month, and by golly, they were singing the praises of Pizza Inn and therefore Bob Bufundo, and it's a good time to have him back.
Well, thanks, David. Thanks for inviting me back.
Yeah, so you're doing all the good. It was given up for dead. Some people gave Pizza Inn up for dead.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, maybe not. Well, obviously management didn't, because they went out and got you. So tell me what you're doing right.
Well, I think, number one, we're lucky enough to outperform the pizza segment of the industry right now with sales growth for now three consecutive quarters, ended last quarter at plus 1.4. Our international business is starting to grow. So we're lucky enough to outperform the segment of the industry. And I think part of the reason for that is where we've positioned the brand. You know, we've really come to be comfortable with the fact of who we are. We've crafted a positioning statement called America's Hometown Pizza Place. And we really think that fits who we are. We're a dine-in pizza experience. There aren't too many of those anymore. Our consumer is really looking for that personalized level of service, that dine-in experience. Whereas the rest of the segment, especially the big guys, are really fighting for that online business and fighting for delivery, and it's very much a coupon.
Well, and constantly, coupons, yeah, for sure. But also, there's some new wrinkle. They're going to run out of stuff to do with pizza. I mean, yeah. There are a finite number of things you can stuff in that crust or stick in between the cheese and the whoever, what else. But you guys are sort of nuts and bolts.
Yeah, absolutely. We think the rest of the industry is kind of walking away from some of the things we do well. So things like fresh-made dough every day in the restaurant, things like personalized service, things like running a buffet. All that's a little harder. It's a little
more difficult.
You guys
had a buffet before CeCe, long before CeCe's, I
think. Absolutely.
And so that's still important.
Absolutely.
But is that more of a lunch thing where you can, I can run in there and I know I can...
Not anymore. In fact, we just, based on some consumer research we did in the last year, we just launched all-day buffet in all restaurants. And the consumer was telling us loud and clear that their current lifestyle is hectic enough that they can't get our buffet just in a 2 or 3 hour period at lunch or a 2 or 3 hour period at dinner. They want it all day long, 7 days a week, and that's part of the momentum we've been building in sales growth.
You know, and one of the things you talked about when you were here a year and a half ago is the need to sort of refresh the stores and
absolutely
and get a new look. And but you know, you've got all these franchisees that have to follow this. I mean,
yeah.
Are they? Well,
the good news is we're just getting to that, right? So the growth we're seeing and the change in momentum is really a function of a couple of things. Number one, I think we've really forged a really strong relationship with our franchisees. We're aligned. Our objectives are the same. Everybody in the organization understands that the best thing that can happen for all of us is for sales in a franchise store to go up. And that's what we're driving towards. So we got to make sure it's responsible sales building. We got to make sure it's profitable. But we've got everybody aligned around that. And we've got some great old-time pizza operators that are truly experts in what they do, that have great ideas, that have tried about everything over the years. And they're a great sounding board, and they're great partners for me.
I bet you hear from them if they've been around that long.
They are great partners for me to be able to tell us, hey, this is going to work, this isn't going to work. And so we're going back to some tried and true old school operational improvements, and we're focused on the right stuff. And that partnership has worked well for us.
So what works well for locations for you guys? I mean, do you want freestanding? Because I've seen freestanding. Or do you want to be in strip centers? malls, airports?
Yeah, great question. Freestanding is a much tougher deal for us to make.
Yeah.
The costs go up, and as a result, most of what we do is strip center related. We love an end cap like everybody else.
Yeah.
But a big part of our strategy going forward is making the brand more accessible. And part of the way we're going to do that is through pickup windows, which old line franchisees have been doing for years.
Pickup windows. You mean like drive-thrus?
The ability to call in advance, order your pizza, and just swing by and pick it up at the drive-thru. Pay in advance, get your pizza at the drive-thru. And so that in a lot of towns in the Carolinas, that can be 15-20% of our business.
You know, a lot of places, well, not a lot of places, but one of the newest wrinkles in pizza is to drive by and pick up a pizza that hadn't been cooked yet, and then drive home.
Take and bake.
And then cook it. I don't find that very attractive. I'm going to pay somebody to make a meal, I want them to finish it all. It's like there are these places where you can walk in and they have all this beef out there, and you pick out a steak, and then you got to go grill it yourself. Well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I think initially the appeal to that was the value proposition. It was a little cheaper than the pizza that was already baked. But as that pizza delivery segment has become more and more competitive and prices are coming down, the gap between take and bake and fully cooked pizza is minimal. So it's caused some struggles for the take and bake pizza.
So how do you decide if you're, let's hypothetically say you're the CEO of Rave Restaurants, how do you decide where to put a Pie 5, which is that sort of instant,
sure,
it reminds me of Quiznos or something like that. They're cook on the spot. Or your concept. How do you decide between the two?
Great question. I think Pie 5 is clearly fast casual pizza. I think it's more of an urban, suburban experience. I think it fits the lifestyle better in those situations where people are eating individually or in small groups. And there's great appeal in that situation to a millennial who's looking to customize their pizza, whether it's the dough type, the toppings, whatever the case. On the flip side of the coin, Pizza Inn, again, more of a dine-in experience, more of a family appeal, larger groups. So it's more of a situation where we're looking to get into small towns. We actually call our development strategy the county seat model. We think that ground zero for us are those small towns of somewhere between 30 and 100,000 people where dine-in options are relatively limited and people are still looking for that experience of full service as well as the convenience of the buffet, because we can still deliver that pretty quickly.
Well,
pretty
it's evidently working, because that's where the growth is coming from, and it's coming from your division. Can I get a bottle of Chianti at a pizza?
I wish sometimes.
Well, it was just a thought. So if you do start, then
if I become a franchisee,
put it down that that's my suggestion. Okay, yeah. Bob Bufundo is the not so new president of Pizza Inn and showing some quite impressive results. Good to have you back with us.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.